It is our continuing coverage of Pella girls basketball here with Blaine Forsyth, head coach of the girls, after obviously a little bit of a different kind of week for you. After a 2-0 start, you play two state championship contenders back-to-back nights, and the Warriors definitely looked the part here on Friday. Your thoughts about a 70-35 loss for your girls, overwhelmed a little bit early by the Warriors and their defense?
Yeah, you know, give credit to Norwalk. They're an extremely talented team and, you know, put us in a lot of tough positions on the offensive end. You know, I'm proud of the way that our girls battled and just responded to the early adversity. They you know, had that never quit mentality and just kept playing with great effort and kept competing for all 32 minutes. You know, there's a lot of things just as coaches that we can help prepare our girls for to put them in better positions and, you know, and ultimately be competitive for 32 minutes.
Well, and it felt like the biggest difference from Tuesday night to Friday night was that on Tuesday you were able to get offense going. You were able to get at least shots up to the rim. You may not have necessarily made all of those. Norwalk was stopping you before you even got close. It was a ton of turnovers in particular. They had sticky fingers, but your players also probably just weren't able to handle just the defensive intensity. At times full court, times half court, it just you weren't able to get shots off.
Yeah, you know, Norwalk did a great job of just mixing things up, coming at us from different angles and forcing us into tough spots. You know, I think we had 12-ish turnovers in the first quarter, and there's 12 shots that you don't, you know, if you cut it in half, there's hopefully at least 6 shots that you get. You know, we adjusted. We were able to get some shots off in the second quarter, and then as we kind of moved forward, you know, but we'll look for ways to kind of get into a little bit more of a flow, help make our girls comfortable with some things that we can do in practice to replicate some of that, and ultimately play at a high level and in high intensity right from the start.
Well, and it seemed like the lack of offensive ability to keep the ball made it really hard on your defense, because then there's a lot of transition buckets. And I don't know if you know this, there's another Birmingham, and Brynlin, the freshman, looked like she was the best player right now on this team. And that's got to make it so tough, right? It's not just one Birmingham anymore. It's her and then a couple of other players. The Warriors, we had heard about the depth. They were 4-0 coming in. It's clear your defense, it was just too much, at least tonight, to be able to handle all of those different threats.
Yeah, you know, when you take, you know, Bailey led the state in scoring last year, you know, averaging upper 20s, and now she only has to average, or she's averaging about 18, and, you know, could go off for 30 any night. You know, just the pieces that they have around her, they're a talented group, and credit to them of getting girls some shots in positions to score the basketball. But they're a great team, and they're one of the top four ranked teams in the state for a reason.
As I mentioned, and you mentioned early in the interview, your girls didn't give up, right? It could have been very easy. You could have got the continuous clock rolling, but girls like Emma Walkup in the second half really came in, played well. Maggie and Jenna had a couple of connections underneath. It's probably one of those games where you have to find those small bright spots and say, hey, if we can do that a little bit more, it's not a 35-point game. Maybe it's a 10- or 15-point game with a chance to play later in the game.
Yeah, you know, I like the way, you know, this is two games in a row. I've liked the way that we've competed for stretches. We're not quite there yet for that entire 32 minutes to, you know, have it a one- or two-possession game there at the end. But that's the great thing about these early season tests. You know, we like to be battled. You know, it's never fun to lose 30 by 35 points, but being able to learn from those and see some things early on that we can go fix, you know, after summer stuff and kind of getting girls playing together. You know, I like where we're at as far as, you know, the group of girls that we have, but know our best basketball still ahead of us.
Well, and this is going to be a real, I don't want to say quite make or break stretch coming up, but certainly a lot of opportunities when you're talking playoff positioning, especially coming off of two losses to elite state championship contenders. The competition won't be quite that good on paper, but a long road trip to Keokuk coming up on Tuesday. You've got a Gilbert team coming up after a weekend with Fort Madison. You got Carlisle on a Thursday. All these teams kind of hovering around that 10 to 20 spot in the rankings, and the more of those wins, I'm sure you can pick off A, confidence for your team, but B, just from an overall postseason standpoint, that could be huge down the stretch because every game counts.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. It's a tough stretch coming up, you know, with some quality opponents and some teams that we feel like are similar to us as far as fighting for that position in that 10 to 20 range. And, you know, we'll make sure we have our girls ready. It's a, you know, quick week as far as practice game. So just making sure that we're staying healthy. That's a nice thing. We do have a lot of depth. And just working on figuring out what those rotations are that put us in the best spot at different points in the game and being able to give teams different looks.
And Keokuk, a long trip. You got a charter bus, but a long long trip and a very quality team, one that's really improved over the last couple of years.
Yeah, you know, we're excited about that trip, something different, team that we haven't seen a lot of. So we'll watch film over the weekend, figure out the game plan, and enjoy the trip down with each other and just have the opportunity to play again, bounce back, see what we can do, and really excited for the week ahead.
Blaine Forsythe following a 70-35 loss to Norwalk, the Dutch 0-2 this week after seeing two teams that could be playing for the state title by the season's end. Coach, appreciate your time and look forward to a much better performance on Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew.
And we'll keep it rolling here in our Central Tire and Auto Radio Halftime Show live on KRLS. Let's go ahead and go take a look at our second half adjustments of a boys game that is currently stuck